AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Before the Supreme Court today is the case of a graphic designer in Colorado, Lori Smith. She refuses to design wedding websites for gay couples. Colorado Solicitor General appeared before the court. Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson appeared before the court.
What the company said is under no circumstances will they provide a wedding website for a same-sex wedding, period.
Correct.
Right. And that is status-based discrimination.
Smith claims she has the right of free speech. Kristen Wagner is representing her.
I think what's important is that the objection is to the message she's being asked to create. And so if she believes she's being asked to create a message that violates her convictions, whether those convictions are based on a moral reason or a religious reason, it would be protected.
Smith's opponents have said if she wins, a range of businesses will be able to discriminate, refusing to serve black customers, Jewish or Muslim people, interracial or interfaith couples, or immigrants, among others. Tens of thousands of people braced for days without electricity in a North Carolina county where authorities say two power substations were shot up by one or more people with apparent criminal intent. NASA's Orion capsule and its test dummies swooped down one last time around the moon today, flying over a couple Apollo landing sites before heading home. Orion will aim for a Pacific splashdown Sunday off San Diego. Police in Spain say three parcels containing animal eyes and addressed to Ukraine's embassy in Madrid and consulates in Barcelona and Malaga were intercepted at offices of the National Postal Company. Seven European countries, including Spain, reported similar packages that arrived at their Ukrainian embassy or consulates last week. The short-lived Baker Mayfield era is over in Carolina. The NFL's Panthers waived the struggling quarterback after the 2018 number one draft pick asked for a release. This is AP News. At the World Cup, fans from around the world are refashioning traditional Gulf Arab headdresses or hijabs to show support for their teams in Qatar. The most popular style among foreign fans is the hutra, the traditional headscarf worn by men across the Arabian Peninsula. This Croatian fan, Dinko, is wearing one.
The costume looks like really, you know, unique, and this is why we are, the Croatian people are so like that. We're quite fun.
They feature colors from their home country. Venezuelan fan Ricardo Palacios has received some fashion tips along the way.
And they also like stop me and they fix it a little bit because, of course, I don't know how to do it, right?
The sellers iron and fold them, carefully fitting the clothes to fans' heads in the so-called cobra style worn by Qataris. Local Najee Anemi says, to be honest, it makes me very happy. I have no problems with it at all. He compared it to citizens of the Arabian Peninsula wearing jeans or suits when traveling to Europe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.